Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, as usual, we had another exciting weekend, didn't we, Larry?
Oh, good times, yeah.
Yeah, we're putting this out a little bit late because I didn't want to do it. But you know what? We are telling you about our exciting life. So basically what happened was...
We talk about all the stuff, my shenanigans and the stuff that happened, so we could talk about yours, too.
We do talk about
it. It's only fair. We're sharing our... lives.
Okay. All right. So we go and to bowl because we haven't been bowling in years. Okay. And of course, you know, I had to wear a bowling outfit. All right. And I had these striped pants with the vertical stripes, and they made me look nice.
You got an outfit for everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I even have a hard hat if we need that in the future.
Construction worker. Yeah.
Right.
You got it all.
Exactly. So anyway, so, you know, I go and throw the bowling ball, and my pants ripped in the back.
Yeah, they split, yeah.
So, I was wearing a cropped fake fur jacket that wouldn't cover it, and because, you know, it was cold out, and should have wore a longer jacket, Larry.
Nope.
Why didn't you tell me to wear a longer jacket?
They didn't cover it. Crack kills.
Yeah. Right. And so, I said, Larry, I said, we got to go. And what did you say?
Well, I mean, we came here to have a good time, right? It's no big deal, right? So I proceeded to find this tablecloth that I don't know what it was for. It was a little strange, but it was sort of like flannel looking or something like that. And I said, hey, you know what? This'll do. This is pretty cool. Just wrap it around your waist.
In the lounge. She found it in the lounge.
Yeah, in the lounge. Just wrap it around your waist. It's cool.
Right. So I did. I did that because, you know what, Larry? You needed a break from your stressful job and stuff. And
yeah, so I wanted a bowl.
I didn't want to ruin your night. So I was a trooper.
Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom and I looked at it just to make sure it looked good. Because, you know, I have to look good from head to toe. I just have to all the time.
Okay.
And I'm looking in the mirror and there's some young girls that came in. I don't know how old they were. But, you know, everybody looks young to me at my age, right? And they're giving the eye roll and snickering at me.
If they were someone that grew up, say, in the 80s or 90s, they would know that that is the Axl Rose look. It is cool. It is a statement. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it was covering, you know, my ripped pants. So I walked past them, head up high. Always head up high, Larry, always. And I walked out and I thought, you know what? Baloney on them. And I went back out to bowl. And so
Let some split pants ruin a good time.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know I could laugh at myself, Lair. You know that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go to the lane and I'm just about ready to bowl and the knot comes loose with the tablecloth and it fell down.
Yeah.
And when I bent down to pick it up,
split
right open.
Right open. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was mortified. No, I couldn't laugh at myself for that. You know, and I grabbed that tablecloth and I'm like, Larry, we have to go. We have to go. And he said, no, we're not. No, we're not. And
that was called the gotcha look.
I had to put my foot I couldn't believe it. Oh my God. Never again. I'm wearing stretchy fabric if I go bowling again.
But tell them what happened next. What did you do after that? You were embarrassed. Tell them what you did.
You mean walking out the door with your tablecloth?
When you made the beeline for the exit, yeah.
And the lady screaming at me, that's our tablecloth. And I said, the hell it is. And I walked out. So now
with the bowling shoes, too.
Some kind of with the bowling shoes.
Yeah, they said they were theirs too. So,
Oh my God, I'll take them back.
Now you're a fugitive.
I'm going to wash the tablecloth.
Yeah,
and I'll take them back. You know I will. What am I going to do with that? But you know, it was just in the moment. I had to get the hell out of there. I was so embarrassed. You know, live and learn. So here's the lesson. You know, Larry, here's the lesson. If you go bowling, wear stretchy fabrics. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that we're blacklisted too.
That bowling alley, we can't.
Yeah,
I'll go back and give them their stuff, but we're done.
We're blacklisted.
We're done. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.